You're going to a holiday party, but you don't want to go empty-handed, but you want to still bring something that's delicious that everybody can enjoy. The app. Perfecting the app. How do you do that? Joining us, three-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, what am I bringing to these parties?
Well, first, happy holidays. We got to be holidays, right? We got to be like festive when we talk, don't we?
Yay! Happy holidays.
There we go. That's what I like.
Plum, not only what are we bringing, but how much do I need to bring? Like, how many people are we talking about here? Make this easy on me.
Yeah, it depends on how many people you got here. But, you know, let's just say you're a terrible cook. You want to bring something, but you can't cook any food. You don't want to buy, like, a store-bought appetizer. You know what a big win is? And I'm serious here, guys. You're going to laugh at me. But you know what a big win is? The guy who shows up with ice. It's always a big help. Don't be afraid to bring the guy who brings ice. I'm telling you.
Total timeout. I just want you to know that we brought a critically acclaimed chef on the air to give ideas on appetizers.
To tell you to stop at a convenience store.
And bring ice. That was what we got. Besides ice
I've got
pickles.
One of those in my family. That's why I'm saying that. All right, listen. Here's something else you can bring. It's really, really great and kind of fun. A beer and cheese fondue. All right, you're thinking to yourself, fondue? Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe it's a fondant, like I did there, Raven. Just kidding. Listen, fondue is easy and simple, and you can keep it warm in a nice big, like, iron or cast iron pot, what you bring with you, and reheat it when you get there. It's really simple. A bottle of beer, bring it to a boil, mix together some cheddar and mozzarella cheese or cheddar and another type of cheese you might like, and then add a little flour to it. Just mix it in with your hands in that bowl. Pour the cheese right into that boiling beer and start to mix up. Top it with chives. Serve it with a little sliced bread. It's a delicious. It's easy, and it'll be the best appetizer there, I promise you. Easy. So simple. Next, one of my favorite hacks, right? Puff pastry dough you can buy from the grocery store. It's in the frozen section. It's in a little box called puff pastry dough. It is the best for the holiday time because, listen, everybody likes things on puff pastry dough. It's delicious. So if you get some nice chicken sausage from the grocery store, or any sausage, but chicken sausage is what I use. I slice into little discs. Then I take a roll of puff pastry out from that puff pastry dough box. It's a big square. I'll rolling pin it just for a second just to make it a little thinner, but you don't even have to do that. But then I cut it into strips. I put little slices of sausage every, you know, inch and then another inch, put another piece, and then cut it into little squares. Put it into a baking pan, you know, like a sheet pan. Bake it in your oven at 350. Then you have these little puff pastry sausage squares. Really simple, easy to make. Everybody's going to love it. Who doesn't love puff pastry?
It's true. That puff pastry, you can do so many things with, and it's so easy. Except my dad came over, and I made a baked brie with it. And I don't know what I did wrong. But he ridiculed me like I've never been ridiculed before. Nobody should eat this, Anna, unless you're starving.
Right.
If you haven't eaten in a week, then you should eat Anna's brie. But if you've eaten, you don't want to eat this.
Thank you for poisoning us.
Yeah, I don't know what I did wrong.
This is why I love your dad.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, you think it's easy growing up with a chef as a father?
You know what? Well. You can just cry in the back corner and eat those pieces in shame by yourself, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that story does explain a lot about you, Anna. I just want to point that out. That explains a lot.
If you ever met my dad, you understand why I am the way I am. That's for sure.
So the other thing you can bring here, and I don't think of this as like a culinary creation or a masterpiece. It's one of the easiest possible things you can make. It's almost a joke. Nachos. And you can make them your own. I like to make a cheeseburger nacho where I'll cook off some burgers and put some cheese on them, break them up, top the nachos with a broken cheeseburger, put a little relish on top, put a little chopped onions on top, a little chopped tomato if you want, melt a whole bunch more cheese on top of it. Cheeseburger nachos for the holidays. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. It's easy. And you don't have to do cheeseburger, but you can do whatever you want with it because nachos are the easiest, versatile thing you can make.
I'm hungry. Let's go, Plum. Let's go, Santa. We're doing this.
Chef Plum at chefplum.com. Thank you, Plum. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys.